Many people have often asked me, how do you feel, Mr. Hamlin, when you hear It Is No Secret being sung by a choir? I've never been able to tell them because there's no word to explain it. Oh, to be sure, I wrote the song, but I cannot seem to ever find myself claiming sole ownership to a song that, to date, has been translated into over 50 foreign languages. A little old lady one time put it this way. She said, Mr. Hamlin, you didn't write that song. You just got to hold a pen. I think she was right. I wrote the song one night shortly after midnight, and believe it or not, the song in its entirety, lyrics and music, was written in the short space of only 17 minutes. It came about this way. I'd been visiting a neighbor of ours, a man who at that time was one of Hollywood's most famous actors, and he'd just returned from making a picture, and I'd gone over to his home just to kind of fill him in on what had happened in his absence. There were a lot of other people there, too, and somehow the discussion got around to how people could solve problems within themselves. And I remember making a statement about, it's no secret what God can do in a man's life. About 2 hours later, I started to leave and was just walking out the door when this man made a remark that I'll never forget. He said, Stuart, you ought to write a song about It Is No Secret What God Can Do. Man, that's a beautiful thought. Well, I was thinking about it as I walked across the lawn over to our home, and when I walked in the bedroom, I saw my wife rolling her hair up in curlers, like all women do, I guess. So I figured, well, I got about 45 minutes to kill before bedtime, so I just walked back into the living room and sat down at the organ. About this time, our big old hall clock started striking the hour of midnight, and I got an idea and just grabbed a pencil and started writing lyrics. The chimes of time ring out the news, another day is through. Someone slipped and fell. Was that someone you? You may have longed for added strength, your courage to renew. Do not be disheartened, for I have news for you. It is no secret what God can do. Well, when I'd finished the song, I remember exactly what went through my mind as I sat there and reread those lyrics in the music. It was, without a doubt, the most simple song that I'd ever written. I thought about calling my wife in to see how she liked the new song, and thinking it surely must be 3 o'clock or later, I just turned and glanced at the hall clock. It was just 17 minutes past 12, and I couldn't believe it. I have never been able to compose any musical composition under 3 or 4 hours. But that night, as I looked at that clock, I thought it stopped, but I could see that big old pendulum still swinging. My wife came in, sat down, and began playing the melody, and after she'd played it a couple of times, I was surprised to see tears welling up in her eyes. What's the matter, baby? I said to her. That's the simplest, most ordinary song I've ever written. Why should it make you sad? Women amaze me. When they're happy, they cry. When they're sad, they cry. You can just never tell, can you? Tears can never be a barometer to what's going on in a woman's heart. I'm not sad, she said, looking at me through those tears. I'm happy. This is not an ordinary song. It's the most beautiful thing you've ever written. It tells a wonderful story, so simple and so beautifully told, that all people all over the world can surely know it is no secret what God can do in their lives. Yeah, I'll remember that night. I'll always remember that night. I remember, too, the great thrill I got when Billy Graham asked me to come to New York to sing that song at Madison Square Garden. That night, the place was packed out. Choir had over 3,000 voices in it. Cliff Barrows was the director. And when Billy introduced me and I stood up to sing, there in the glare of those brilliant floodlights, that strange feeling that I always get seemed to just overwhelm me when that huge choir rose and their voices began to ring, singing, that song, written one night because of what a neighbor had said. Because a big old hall clock began striking the hour of midnight.
Chimes of time ring out the news, another day is through. Someone slipped and fell. Was that someone you? You may have longed for.
For some people, it is a secret. But it's not for us. Well, guess who the friend was? It was the Duke. John Wayne was the gentleman who recommended that he write that song. Mm-hmm.
with the neighbor.
And he followed his advice. He wrote It Is No Secret. Became the first song to reach number one on the gospel, country, and pop charts. Mm-hmm. Think about it. A song that tells us, with arms wide open, he'll pardon you, reached number one on the pop chart. Thank you, John Wayne. It's been recorded many times, arguably most famously by Elvis Presley and also by Johnny Cash. But you know, the words in there just were so powerful and such a wonderful song that's so true and so real to all of us who have been rescued out of this world. The chimes of time ring out the news, another day is through. Someone slipped and fell. Was that someone you? You may have asked for added strength, your courage to renew. Don't be discouraged. Do not be disheartened. I've got news for you. It's no secret what God can do, right? How many scriptures do our minds immediately begin going to? I think about like Ephesians 3:20. Now to him that is able to do exceeding abundantly what? Above all we can ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. I also think about Joshua chapter 1. Be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. There is no night, for in his light, you'll never walk alone. Hebrews talks about that. I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. You're the sheep of my pasture. I know you by name.
See, my word is a light to your feet.
My word is a light to your path.
Okay.
You'll always feel at home wherever you may roam. And some of us have roamed. But with God, wherever we go, we feel like we're at home. Right? There's no power that can conquer you when God is on your side. Amen?
Amen.
I am what the word of God says I am. Right? I'm very passionate about that. See? Take him at his promise. Trust, have confidence, like Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, which the first word is what?
Trust
in the Lord with all thy heart. And do what? Be not unto thine own understanding. So take him at his promise. Don't run away and hide. It happens. When we make mistakes, when we look in the mirror, we think this, we think that, we put our head down, and it's like, oh my gosh, what?
Grab the fig leaf.
Grab the fig leaf. We become ashamed. We become victims. We say, oh, why me? How could this happen? We're sin conscious. It's like somebody just shared in one of these other teachings. We Ken Petty talked about it. We crucified again Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
It says in Hebrews that we've been cleansed from the consciousness of sin.
Yes.
And, so to be reminded, and even that Psalm 103, he casts our sins as far as the east is from the west and does what?
Remember.
He does not remember them. God is really good about forgiving and forgetting. See? We may think, oh, I've failed and I've done this and I'm... But, hey, you know what? Failure is an event. It's not the name of a person, okay? God does not forgive. He does not look at us as a failure. He doesn't make failures. See? It's no secret what God can do, but it is a secret in the world. In the Power for Abundant Living class, Dr. Willis said, the greatest secret in the world today is that the Bible is the revealed word and what? Will of God. That's the great secret, that the Bible is the revealed word and will of God. People don't know it, and they certainly don't believe it, right? But boy, we're so fortunate, and I'm so thankful that we've had that kind of exposure to such a great scope of understanding of the scriptures that we've had. So it's not a secret. But it is for many out there, and so we get to tell secrets.
Yeah.
We get to go out everywhere we go and tell secrets. We're real good about doing that when there's information to, like somebody said, I watched this show, don't tell me anything. Don't tell me any secrets if you don't want to get out. Because people can't keep it quiet. You know, it's like, now don't tell anyone. And before you know it, everyone knows. So We get to tell this secret. It's Amen. The gospel of good news, because there's people out there wandering around in the dark who have no clue. Guess what? We have a clue. We have the answers. So you don't know everything. So you haven't been through all these different classes. What does that have to do with it? A name tag or something else does not validate your heart before God. So we speak what we know. God loves you. Okay, hey, you go out and tell somebody God loves them unconditionally and God forgives them. Man, how much more do you need to know? I mean, one of the big verses in the Bible is John 3:16, right?
Yeah.
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. You guys know this. We've heard it. Whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have what? Everlasting life. Absolutely. We take him at his promise. What he's done for others, he'll do for you. This could be our witness. What he's done for me, what he's done for you. One of the greatest ways to speak the word to people is to tell your story. Tell people what happened to you in your world. Okay, maybe you weren't laying in a gutter as a heroin addict. So what? That doesn't matter. That's not that doesn't validate your Christian experience because you weren't all down and out. God takes in all sorts of people. I mean, we want rocket scientists, brain surgeons, politicians, and the Bowery Bum. I mean, let's take them all. Because fortunately, God looks at people unconditionally. He's looking at their heart. Remember, he's not a respecter of persons. What he's done for others, he'll do for you. With arms wide open, he'll pardon you. As far as the east is from the west, he forgives your transgressions and does no longer remember your sins. It is no secret what God can do. Amen?
Amen.